Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
Few among us refrain from eating, even though the Bible teaches us to do just that when earnestly seeking God in prayer. Today we'll hear part two of a message on the real benefits of praying while fasting, since doing both changes our hearts. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer concludes a look at combining prayer and fasting, just what we may need when circumstances are overwhelming. Now, here is Pastor Lutzer with more of Desperate Praying.
So can the Holy Spirit of God work in our hearts when we are hungry, or does the Holy Spirit only bring about His fullness and His satisfaction when we're fully satisfied? That's the purpose of fasting, is to help us to see that we are greater sinners than we realized, so that we may repent more fully of our sin. Fasting also enables us to have heightened spiritual sensitivity. In the process of fasting, we become involved with spiritual warfare. I mean, certainly Jesus did when he was there in the desert. And after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came to him. And don't be surprised if the devil shows up when you fast. He'll tell you that fasting is useless, that you shouldn't do it, there's no reason to it, and you should not be that desperate for God anyway. Let me say also that fasting, it helps us to win spiritual victories. There are times when we can just serve the Lord, and an ordinary prayer is important and it's good enough, but there are times of desperation where we say we are going to seek God in a focused way. For us to eat food during this period of time would almost be sacrilege, because we are absolutely desperate to see God work here and to do a miracle. Now, in the Bible, there are many illustrations of victory that has come about in people's lives as a result of fasting. I spoke about Jesus a moment ago. He's there 40 days, 40 nights without any food. And of course, the tempter came to him. And Jesus reminded the devil that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And Jesus gave us a good word. When you are so hungry and you think to yourself you're not going to make it throughout the day, why don't you quote that verse of scripture? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And say, oh God, give me a hunger for yourself that is as great as the hunger right now that I have for food. Spiritual victories, personal victories have been won. Let me ask you, are some of you parents desperate for a child that has wandered from the fold, a prodigal son or a prodigal daughter? How desperate are you for God to intervene in their life and to do something? How desperate are we to see issues of economics in our lives and relational issues? And let me ask you, how are we going to at Moody Church see marriages that are on the rocks, where there's hostility and where there is oppression and demonic work in the life of this couple? How are we going to see victories unless we are willing to pray and to fast and finally get serious about seeking God? How long are we going to be satisfied with complacency instead of individual victory? I never realized this before till this week, but in the 9th chapter of Deuteronomy, Moses said this, that when the children of Israel sinned with the calf, you remember the golden calf that they made, Moses said, I went up unto the mountain, and for 40 days and 40 nights I ate no food and drank no water. I fasted and I called on God. And then he goes on to say, and the Lord listened. How many of us would be willing to do that? By the way, Moses and Jesus both fasted 40 days and 40 nights without food or water. And that's a very bad idea for us to do. You say, well, why can't we use them as role models? Newsflash, you are neither Moses nor are you Jesus, all right? If you fast, you drink water, you drink juices because your body needs it. And if you have some medical condition, you check with your doctor before you fast. But the question still is, how desperate are we to see the work of God at Moody Church? That's the question that I'm laying before you here today. And then we have oftentimes corporate victory, great corporate victory. I love this passage. I've used it many times in 2 Chronicles, Jehoshaphat, the enemy is coming against them. Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord, and all the cities of Judah came and they sought the Lord. Jehoshaphat prayed a wonderful prayer, but I'll give you only the conclusion. Our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And I'll tell you today, we don't know what to do. I have at least a dozen or more books on my shelf that tell us how we can win America back, how we can reestablish this country and get some of our freedoms back, all of that. And we don't know what to do, and all the books and all the ideas simply are not working. Have you ever thought of how weak the church is? We need God, and we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on the Lord. Jehoshaphat says, proclaim a fast. Now, it's possible to grow a big church without prayer, essentially without prayer. I mean, you know, you can begin a service with prayer and then say some things along the line, and people can pray before they eat or pray before their Bible study. The reason I know that is because, sad to say, there are some rather large churches in America that don't even have a prayer meeting. They have no real, they would never think of proclaiming a fast or a solemn assembly where the whole church is praying together and fasting on a certain day. They wouldn't think of that. And I know that personally because I've asked some of the pastors. But you know, what you don't have in those churches is the deliverance of people, people who are on drugs, people habitual sins and addictions and marriages that are falling apart. You don't have a lot of stories of miracles of God doing the impossible in people's lives. That only happens through prayer and fasting. And that's why developing a culture of prayer here at the Moody Church is so incredibly important. Let me mention a couple of things in conclusion. First of all, a true fast deepens our repentance. That's the fast that God has chosen, where it isn't an outward show, where we set time apart and say, Lord, show me what you see. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting path. That's the kind of fast that God has chosen. Secondly, it's a fast that seeks God's face and not just God's hand. You see, most of us would like to have God answer our prayer. Lord, I have a son that isn't following you. I've got a financial issue. I've got this. And that's my list for the day, Lord. And just in case you don't do it, I'll give you the same list tomorrow. And you don't even look in God's face. You see, our greatest need is not to have all of our requests answered. Our greatest need is to see God, to connect with God. Our greatest need is to seek God's face. Because in doing that, we submit to God, we submit to his purposes, and fasting isn't a time when we finally get from God what we want or what we need, nearly as much as it is a time when we develop an intimate relationship with God that's just between us, that is both satisfying and meaningful, and then all of the other things begin to take care of themselves. Like Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we go to the add-ons first, don't we? Seeking him and his righteousness becomes passé. So let us seek God's face. and not just his hand. And then, of course, fasting affirms a life of continued obedience. It should be a lifelong desire that you and I submit to the sovereignty of God and in his presence fast. And let those hunger pangs drive us to God and say, "Oh God, I wish that I loved you. I wish that I desired you as much as I desire food right now." Above all, meet God. So the question that I'm going to leave with you today is, how hungry are you for God? Are you desperate or not so desperate because, you know, you're doing well, your bills are paid, you're in good health, and so, you know, you don't see any real reason why you have to seek the Lord. Let me tell you, God may bring circumstances into your life where you are driven to your knees, because only desperate people pray. And we come with our need and we end up with a whole new relationship with God, which is really what it's all about anyway. As a deer pants for the water brook, so my soul pants after you, O God. We are going to align ourselves with the breath and the wind of the Spirit and seek God. And even if we don't get what we're seeking after, we'll find him. As it says in Joel, "You shall find me if you search for me with all your heart." That's the fast that God has chosen.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and if you've been listening to Running to Win for any length of time, you know that we cover many different subjects, but all of them based on the Bible, all of them with the direct intention of helping you make it across the finish line. As a matter of fact, I'm holding in my hands a letter from someone who says just that. And I mention this because you, my friend, are a part of this ministry. But this person says, "I listen to your program every morning before work. I'm so grateful for Running to Win. I'm grateful for the challenges, the encouragement, and Pastor Lutzer's heart to bring believers across the finish line. Thank you so much for all you do." And when we receive notes like that, we're reminded of the fact that this is not for us. This is, of course, for the glory of God, but it's because of people just like you. Do you have a pen or pencil handy? I hope you do, because I'm going to be giving you some contact info as to how you can become an endurance partner. Very quickly, here's what you do. Go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com, or pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-215-5001. You, my friend, are a part of all that we do. Thank you for your partnership.
Today, Erwin Lutzer concluded Desperate Praying, a look at why fasting combined with prayer can be crucial at times of great need. We hope this message has opened all of our eyes on a way to focus our times of prayer. Desperate Praying can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.